Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, the wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing radio. We are in the classroom. It has been a Wednesday, meaning all the little trials and tribulations, all the tests, all the everything that we go through on Wednesdays. Yeah, we've had to go through. We've done them. This this week has been extra challenging with everyone's individual challenges, whether it was miscommunications, whether it was just fiery attitudes. You know, there's a whole lot going on. And whenever I see the general population just going through everything, I hold on tight because I feel that hot energy, and I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, please be with me constantly. You know, my prayer, you know, pray, watch over me. You know, I pray without ceasing, asking and begging God to watch over me, and watch over my mouth, okay? Because it gets hot now, it gets spicy. You know, we have our little challenges. And so, you know, for everyone that was able to, I'm going to say, ignore their challenges, able to get through them, you know, ignore them without, you know, giving into the energy and stuff, I want to say congratulations, okay? And for the rest of us that struggled through, you know, congratulations also, because this energy has really been asking the most. This energy has been asking us to be peaceful, to be quiet, to be discerning of when and where, you know, to fight, to battle, to have words, whatever. This energy has been very, very intentional. And if you're able to maintain your own energy, then you'll do fine. But if you allow other people to manipulate you, to kind of put you in that bad mood, to make you angry, whatever, we have to get stronger so that we don't allow negativity to have its way with us. We have to remember we are the prize. Of course negativity wants to irritate us. We are the prize. We are what the negativity wants to harness for themselves. So we have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to maintain what is good, what is righteous, what is just for ourselves, right? It's not always easy. But this is why we have to take days like Wednesday. We have to take days to be in our white, take days to make sure we catch up on our prayers, whether you made it to church on Sunday, whether, you know, no matter what happened, no matter what you did in your worship, these days are necessary because they help us to kind of realign ourselves. We can get off task, whoo, in 2 seconds, family. In 2 seconds, we can get off task. So it's so very important that we give ourselves the time to spend in prayer, the time to spend in meditation, the time to spend praying for ourselves and those around us, okay? Last week, so on Monday, we had the Bushwoman Report, and that's always interesting, right? We got to find out how the planetary alignments are impacting us, you know? So if you're feeling, you know, if you're feeling that hot energy, hey, that's because those planets are up there doing stuff. Feeling, I believe it's the sun's in Libra and the moon is in Aries, which is a wild combination. Trying to balance hot energy, woo-hoo, it can be a double job. But the energy report really kind of laid out for us why this energy is so hot, what to do, you know, during these times. It may be best for you to, you know, kind of sit to yourself. I know I had to get my journaling in. It was so bad that my phone broke, okay? Now, anybody who knows me knows I'm on that phone constantly for work, for, you know, just mom and seven checking up on the babies, just whatever I'm doing. And so for that phone to go down, I really had to take a minute to breathe. I had to say, okay, obviously you need a second. Obviously, you know, you got some stuff going on. And I, for the life of me, could not get that to work yesterday. And then there came a point where I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to fight with it. I'm not going to force it. You know, it's not my will, God's will. And so stop trying to make something happen. And I could, it's so crazy because I could hear the phone ringing. I could hear text messages coming through. I can hear all that. The screen was completely black. It was completely broken. And I couldn't respond. And really, I had to sit back and say, okay, for whatever reason, God has put you on break for the evening. It's not your battle tonight. Somebody else got to be on shift. And somebody else got to be on duty. And I had to really get okay. Not, I wasn't okay. I was like, oh, no. You know, what if one of the babies acts up? What if I have a problem? Well, I mean, I already had a crisis at work. I mean, like, what in the world? And God just said, this is not your battle. You're not the only person I got watching over the babies. You'll be okay. The babies will be fine. So I had to sit and let the phone ring. You know, I could hear it, and I couldn't do anything about it. And it was a wonderful exercise in patience because I was mad at myself for a minute. Oh, how'd you let it get like this? Why? You know, if you knew that phone was cracked, if y'all seen the phone, you know the phone was cracked. But, you know, I had to really stop and say, no. This is not a fight. This is a moment to allow. Just allow it to be. So I listened to the Bushwoman Report on Monday, and I was able to say, oh, I see where this is going. I see where this is going. And it worked. I worked it out. Mentally, I worked it out. Last week, we were speaking about your mode of manifestation, okay? How do you make happen what you make happen? How do you do it? You know, and everybody has that energy that they have to be resonating in order to make things happen. I know, you know, mine is that sheer determination. You've got to be determined. You've got to 100% know, hey, this is going to happen. It's a good thing to happen. I'm a good person for it to happen to. Let's go. You know, that's my mode of manifestation. Other people, you know, just pure joy. You know, just being pleased in life. You know, other people, gratitude. That attitude of gratitude makes them have all the blessings that they'll need. So no matter what your mode of manifestation is, recognize it. Allow it to come and to teach you the things it needs to teach you. You know, there are many things I learn. It seems almost accidentally I learn. You know, I'll look at a situation and I'll be like, wow, what is this? What is that? You know, how to learn patience. How to learn trusting in God, how to learn, you know, a lot of this stuff happens when you stop and you take the time to say, you know, what are you saying to me, God? What am I needing to learn? What have I not yet achieved and I need to? So all those things are very present when we are doing this God work, you know, and don't be afraid of it. You know, you got that calling on your life, you know, you can try to hide, you know, and it's so interesting. I hear stories of people like, yeah, I knew I had this gift, you know, but I didn't want to, or I didn't want people thinking I was strange, and I just didn't apply myself, and, you know, there's all kind of reasons why people don't fully embrace their gifts. And I, you know, me, I think that's just so strange. God has given you something and you don't want to address it because you're worried about people. These people. Whew. No. Understand that when God blesses you with something, it's such an honor to carry that banner. But that doesn't mean the banner doesn't get heavy. That doesn't mean that the banner is always convenient. But it does mean that God saw something in you big enough, great enough to say, I'm going to ask you to carry this banner. I'm going to ask you to be the representation of positivity in this moment. I see it all the time. So absolutely. That is, you know, things that we have to work on. Recognize those gifts. Recognize that manifestation. Get into the habit of manifesting, you know, and don't be afraid to go big. Don't be afraid to go small. You know, my master manifester over here, he's always manifesting. And I'm like, really, dude? And answer's yes. He's always making something happen that he desires. And children, I find that when they're manifesting, oh, my God, they're so good at it because they're so self-centered. Okay, I hate to be like that, but they are. They know exactly what they want. They have full faith that mom, dad, the tooth fairy, Santa, Kwanzaa, whoever, somebody's going to bring it to them. Whether they've been good or not, they know they're going to get it. So, you know, I sit back and I think, you know, what if us adults could think the same way? What if us adults knew that God loves us to the point that he's willing to share with his riches, his blessings with us? It really is a beautiful idea, okay? Today, this is an interesting one. We got to talk about this. Trusting your intuition, right? And I love speaking about intuition because it's something, I think out of all of the gifts that we are given across us, I mean us humans, us spiritualists, all the gifts that we're given, that intuition is so powerful. And to me, it's so powerful, it's so present, it's so popular, and to me, it's also the most underrated gift that we have. You know, people really don't give intuition the credit that it deserves. Here we are, you know, building from God's grace. We're building ourselves as human. We're doing our spiritual development. We're making our prayers. And this idea, this knowing flashes in your mind, in your spirit, you know, it's like a dream, but not quite, you know. And so that intuition is always there and it's always present. All we have to do is pay attention to it. Okay? Intuition. Let me give you a definition, right? Intuition is the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. And it's so funny because I'm sitting here like, conscious reasoning? What's that? Why do we need that? And you know, because that's not a muscle that I flex on a regular basis. I don't have to have a reason. You know, the fact that I have the idea, the fact that God has put this in my spirit, the fact that I, you know, I get the little twinkling, that's all I need. We're down the street. I'm already making other plans just that quick because I trust my intuition fully, and I don't even know what it is. I don't know why. Is it something about her, the way she does this, this, and this? I just don't like her. I don't trust her. I don't. Run with it, my dears. Run with it. I don't try to figure out why. I do so many readings in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year, and there's certain things I don't ask why, you know, because that intuition has already told the person that I'm reading the why. You don't need to know the why. We just need to know what's the instruction. What are we supposed to be doing? How do we make this work from here? How do we do that, family? So I just want to share how important this intuition is. I know there's a cartoon strip called Calvin and Hobbes. And Calvin is a little, probably six-year-old boy, was looking at a firefly, and then he started looking at his own butt. And the cartoon mom says, "What are you doing, Calvin?" He said, "I'm trying to find out what muscle that is. I want to light my butt up, you know." And I laughed at that because I'm like, what muscle is that, you know? And when it comes to that intuition, it's the same question. What muscle is that? What do you do? Your nose? Do you, you know, are you have to listen extra hard? You know, what muscle is intuition? Because a lot of people, they want to, I want to say on one hand they want to understand it, and it may not be they want to understand it. It may be more like they want to be able to dismiss it. You know what I'm saying? So intuition will tell them, oh, this is not a good situation. This is not a good situation for you. And the person knows it. The person knows it. But they don't want, so they'll sit there and try to justify why they're not going to listen. Oh, well, situation will get better, and, oh, this is only temporary, and, I mean, I know all the great and grand excuses we make for each other, but we're only making them because we really don't want to listen to our intuition. I know there is a time, I have a lovely place now. I love my place. You know, even if I have to move tomorrow, this has been a good place, right? But when I was house searching, I would drive up to a house. I've done this before. Driven up to the house, stopped the car, got out of the house, walked to the steps, and the house would tell me no. I don't ask questions. I don't ask no what. No, this isn't good for me. No, I shouldn't look at it right now. No, I don't ask those questions. I turned around, got back into my car, and left. Thanked the energy kindly for the warning, and I'm going to keep it moving. I don't ask questions. I don't need to know where the no came in at. Why the no? You know, and it could have been I really needed that place. And it could have been, oh, that place was perfectly priced for me. It could have been a lot of things. But I'm not even going to stand around and wait. I'm not going to find out. I'm out. No, no is no. I'm good. And because I've lived life like this, it's a muscle that I'm constantly using, constantly. I'm constantly listening for that intuition to speak. You know, that woman's intuition. When for me, I am a woman. But that woman's intuition, when something just don't feel right, don't look right, don't sound right. And sometimes I'm listening, I catch myself listening kind of with my head twisted like, when I get the podcast going and I have to be cautious about what I look like on the podcast because I do a lot of dramatics on the other side. So when that intuition starts to build, and I'm looking, and I my spirit already knows the answer, my brain doesn't even try. So So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I want to speak about. I want people to trust this more. And I know for a fact, you know, I know quite a few people, either that I've done readings for or they're just around, friends of A Wonderful Approach, whatever, and they are, you know, they're new to their gifts and they want to know, how do I do that? How do I begin to not have the intuition? We're not even speaking about that. How do I begin to trust it? And trust is a funny thing, okay? Trust, in order to get trust going, you know, there has to be a mutual understanding. There has to be almost like a history of trustworthiness going on. And so, you know, trust is one of those weird things, okay? So we have this intuition. We have this little voice. We have this energy. We have this spirit that's giving us this divine information. What we have to do is be able to separate our own voice, our own ideas, our own logic from this other voice, from this other energy, this other anything, okay? So how do we do that? And I'm going to say this slowly. Although everyone in A Wonderful Approach already knows what I'm going to say. We do this through prayer and meditation. We have to get accustomed to hearing this voice, okay? We have to get accustomed to hearing it. We have to get accustomed to this little voice saying little things. I know for me, it started off as simple as, don't sit there. Just simple instructions, don't sit there. I remember, you know, that family, I was at the family, you know, Thanksgiving dinners and blah, blah, blah. And sure, it sounded just like my grandmother's voice, but it wasn't. And it said, don't sit there. I had sat my happy self down at the adult table. And when I say that thing sounded out so quickly, and I moved, it was almost like, you know, when you go to start to sit down, I didn't even get my bottom planted in that chair before, don't sit there. And I got up, and I remember going into the kitchen. And then I remember, you know, a whole series of events happening, and it seemed to be happening with whoever sat in that chair. So I was like, oh, this is the hot seat. No, I don't need to sit here. Thank you, God, Spirit, for working with me, because I didn't need that. You know, that wasn't going to be good for me. It wasn't good for anybody who was at the table. So I was like, ooh, yeah, how about no? You know, it starts off with something simple like that. You know, I don't know if, you know, when I became a mother, oh, my God, that thing jumped into spidey sense, okay? It jumped into a supernatural reaction to where, you know, I knew what my children were doing before they were thinking about doing it. I knew when they were, you know, I have two boys. I knew when they were getting into trouble before they had even, you know, done anything wrong. I already knew. Come on back in here. You know, as a mother, I knew which kids in the neighborhood my boys could play with and not play with. I already knew. It was that intuition, like the answer says, the ability to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. I am very particular about where my boys are, who they're spending time with, and everything else like that, even down to what they call their friends. I still had a very strong opinion about it. Even when my big boy went off to college, I was like, yeah, and who is so-and-so? Who is this dude? Who is this girl? Because I knew the power of influence, right? And I always knew when it was time to do a pop-up visit. I always knew. I was like, yeah, we're just going to come hang out with you for the weekend. And that's what we did. And, you know, it was every time I felt like I was interrupting something major, but not positive major. Major as far as, you know, if you hadn't come and interrupted this, we may have had a different story. There may have been a different kind of problem. So don't allow, you know, don't miss out on the blessing of intuition, okay? Now, everybody knows this is not a one-woman show. I am so thankful that it's not. This is an entire organization. These are all of our great guides, elders, you know. This is all of the best that A Wonderful Approach has to offer. And I am just one piece of that. I would love if you would like to share a story of your intuition, where your intuition helped, where your intuition, when and how you started trusting it. You know, take a moment and share with us, because there are a lot of people that intuition is trying to speak to them, but they're being hard-headed, okay, or they're not being trusted. Thing, or they're allowing too much of their own thoughts and opinions to interject in the middle of this whole idea of intuition. So if you would like to share, all you have to do is press 1. That lets me know here on the switchboard that you would like to speak. And like I said, everyone benefits from sharing this kind of knowledge, okay? So 1. So until someone presses 1, I'm keeping it going. When it comes to intuition, that's not an age requirement. I'm going to say it out loud, it is not a gender requirement. A lot of people, you know, especially us women folk, we like to pride ourselves on our gift of discernment. We like to pride ourselves in knowing, you know, knowing before the knowing is there and everything else like that. So we love to do that, okay? But intuition is not exclusively for women. There are many men that I know that are mediums. They are able to understand things before they're understandable, before they've been introduced. You know, they have the gift, like they say. So intuition is not for a certain age, and it definitely is not for a certain gender. So that's something, you know. Let the myth be busted on that one, okay? Let's not have to pretend like we don't know that's the truth. It's 100% the truth. You know, you do not have to be female nor of a certain age. What you do have to be, what I have found that most mediums have in common, what most mediums, you know, even the ones that are reluctant in their gifts, what I have found is that most of them are very close to God, meaning that they keep God in their thoughts, in their prayers. Most of them tend to have a relationship with prayer, you know, because that prayer offers protection. When you start going and dealing with spirits and, you know, opening up your mind and your heart, you will realize that not all spirits are good and friendly. Unfortunately, that whole Casper the Friendly Ghost thing, that was a child's show. That was not reality. Everybody's not happy like that, okay? There are some energies out there that really are troublesome, and you probably don't want to deal with them. And so I want to make sure, you know, Mama 7 is not going to steer you wrong. So there's some energies out there that you don't want to deal with. Not at all, not a little bit. Go and make sure that when we're putting our prayers up, we're asking for prayers of protection. All right? So, and then when we get into our meditation, what that's going to do is help you practice listening, okay? So I know there are times when people are using their intuition or they're trying to listen for the word. The word will sound jumbled at first. Like there's a whole lot of people talking at once. And that's because really there's a whole lot of energies speaking at once. What we're here to do is to learn how to focus the one energy so that we can hear what our spirit is trying to convey to us. It's so important that we take the time to listen to and for our spirit. Out that, we may be opening ourselves up to too much. Okay? Does everybody understand what too much is? You know, we may be opening ourselves up and, you know, we may be opening ourselves up to what I would call our ego, okay? So, you know, the ego has a voice too. The ego wants to talk also. The ego wants to tell you how to do this, this, and this and get you in trouble and have you doing all kinds of stuff. And the ego will pretend like, oh, I'm intuition, and it's not true. And, you know, so you're like, okay, Mama Seven, I'm just starting out. You know, they both have, quote, unquote, voices. How do I tell them apart? How do I tell the ego from the intuition? And the answer to that is very simple. The answer is the intention behind it. Okay? So intuition is set up for you to know certain things, for you to understand things, okay? The ego is set up to back and promote itself. You see the difference between the two? Ego is about self, all about me, 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 me. And, I mean, we did a show about the ego. And it was actually a very good show. We found out ego is not necessarily a bad thing. To want to protect and promote self, that's not a bad thing. But what happens is that the ego gets out of hand. And because it gets out of hand, because the ego is doing things that it really should not, then we get what we call an unhealthy ego. So this ego is not bad, but the unhealthy ego is. So we have to make sure that when we're working with our spirit, that we're truly listening to the part of ourselves that God made, not the part of ourselves that our ego makes. Can't have that egomaniac, you know what I'm saying? That self-centered being and creature that is thinking only of self, thinking only of his own ideas. Intuition, much different. I know there is a time I remember clearly, the baby, Talib, was in daycare, and I went to go pick him up from daycare. And his daycare had this wicked turn right by the daycare. And, I mean, this turn might as well have been 90 degrees. And so as I was about to make the turn, like I did every day, twice a day, I hear this loud stop, just yelling someone. And I heard it, and it was so loud, it scared me. And I slammed on my brakes, okay? Family, there was no one on that road but me. And I slammed on these brakes. 2 seconds, as soon as I brought the car to a screeching halt, this car comes barreling around this corner, and it has turned, overturned, whatever. It was in my complete lane to the point where it slammed on its brakes, and it was looking at me head to head. If I had hesitated 1 second, I mean, I'd be here to tell this story. There was nothing on that road to indicate that I needed to stop. There wasn't anyone on the street, on the sidewalk. There wasn't any cars around me. There was nothing. There was nothing to tell me, hey, watch this corner. I heard that yell as sure as my name is Khadijah. I heard this yell, and I responded immediately. I did not have to wait to look around. Well, where is the sound coming from? Oh, well, what is this in reference to? Oh, well, I didn't have to ask any questions. I just brought my truck to a complete stop. And if I had hesitated one inch, I would not be here. And the car was full of, you know, young people, probably a little high. And they were like, whoa, laughing and joking. You know, now this is my life. It probably would have been theirs too. But they stopped laughing and joking and kept moving. And I was, you know, and I'm sitting there shaking, praying. You know, I probably prayed a year's worth of prayers in 3 minutes with that, okay? But that's how my intuition was working at that moment. It knew I was in danger. I didn't know. Me, the person, didn't know. But spirit knew. And that's the kind of things that I'm talking about. We have to be aware of when spirit is trying to tell us something and when that intuition is popping up in place. And the more you know, the more you trust spirit, the more you learn to, you know, love spirit, the more you get all of that, the more comfortable you're going to be following instructions when instructions are given. Okay? These are the things that we need to be paying attention to, family. These are the things that are going to be important to us. They're going to help us, help sustain us. This is our teaching moment. You know, that's what these are. And I try to get people, especially young people, to sit back and say, hey, I can trust this. I don't have to have the reason. I trust it. I do this all the time when it comes to me and my travel plans. You know, I'm listening to the universe saying, you know, hey, can I make this, you know, this is the travel I want to do. And then I know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, it's going to happen, flying colors. I don't have to fight or force anything. But I also know if this is something I'm not supposed to be doing, it's not going anywhere. And it's up to my intuition within myself to sit back and say, hey, look, don't do it. And don't even fight about it. Don't try to force it. You know, just don't do it. And so this is where we are when it comes to trusting your intuition, okay? And, you know, sometimes spirit will tell us things that we may not want to hear, and that gets hard, okay? And so when spirit is up here telling us, educating us, taking the time, you know, so it's like, Mama 7, what happens if spirit is talking about something I don't want to hear? What if spirit is saying, you're going to have to get a new job, you know, because the one you got ain't going to last? Wait a minute, spirit. I like this job. What do you mean this job isn't going to last? Trust your intuition. If your intuition is saying, hey, why don't you, you know, brush off those resumes, trust your intuition. Trust that spirit wouldn't lead you wrong. And these are the things that we need to be having these conversations on. Trust that spirit loves you enough to teach you and guide you. Spirit doesn't want to teach you wrong, so you can take comfort in knowing that what spirit says is good and positive for you. Okay? You know, do you understand? You know, I want to share another story about intuition Because, I mean, I personally think it's amazing. I think it's amazing because here we are when we're thinking and we're thinking, you may not get the instructions. But the second, you know, you put yourself, I call them in vulnerable position, what for me, that is sleep. The first 3 years of my spiritual life, I got, you know, 90% of my messages while I was resting. And I remember asking my mother, why all these messages when I sleep? And then she was like, you know, you can't fight the messages in your sleep. You can't combat the messages in your sleep. You know, you're not going to be fighting with the logic while you're sleeping. You know, your brain is in a more susceptible state while you sleep. So I had to really learn before God started giving me messages while I was awake, I had to learn how to trust that intuition and so that God could give me messages while I was awake rather than only while I'm sleeping. I had to get a little bit more open-minded, you know, and I can tell you open-mindedness is so very important when it comes to mediumship, when it comes to spirituality. I'm trying to think, when is it not important? But, you know, without the open mind, the trying to do this, trying to trust your intuition is impossible because your brain is going to always combat what the spirit is trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So a spirit will try to tell you, hey, make sure you take your coat tomorrow to work. You know, and we'll say, quote, unquote, something told me to take my coat to work. Now, in your brain, you may say, oh, man, it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. I don't need to take my coat. I'm not doing that. Or what you can do is find that there was some homeless person who needed that coat, and you saw them on your way home from work. You had brought your coat, you would have given it to them. And that might have been exactly what you were supposed to do with that coat. See, our brain keeps trying to think for us, but really there's a lot of this spiritual understanding that's supposed to be on auto drive. We're not supposed to be doing all of this active thinking. We're supposed to be trusting in God and allowing God to guide us. So what do you mean you're going to be thinking about taking the coat? You know, when God says take your coat, there's no need to check the weather. Let go of what our electronic devices will tell us when it comes to the weather and start thinking about spiritually what can happen when you start learning to trust and believe in God. So this is the kind of things that we need to be doing and practicing. Boy, I tell you, family, anything that you practice, you get good at. And so the problem is that a lot of times we don't realize that we're practicing. We don't realize that we are trying to teach ourselves what and how to do. So this is why, you know, when it comes to building that relationship, understand we're in a relationship with God. Or we should be. We should be building on our knowledge base. See, when you're in a relationship with someone, you start to learn who they are. You know, I tell, you know, the little one, he complains, oh, my teacher. I said, okay, how many teachers you got right now? He has 7 teachers. I'm like, wow, that's a lot. Woof. But then that teacher for every classroom has 30 students. So where he has 1, they have 7 times 30. And I'm like, look, you pay attention to her. You know, there's too many of y'all. You can get lost in this all. You pay attention to her. Learn her ways. Is she one of those teachers that wants to do pop quiz? Hey, be ready for the pop quiz. Is she one of those teachers that believe in, you know, doing group projects? Find you a buddy. Don't wait till the last second. But you know, you you have seven teachers, but you only have seven teachers. Learn them. So when we think and take that same principle and apply it to God, you know, we have God, we have our ancestors, we have those positive agents of good, all of those positive agents that have to answer to God, right? We do have a lot of energy that we pay attention to. How many people are on this earth, you know? How many other people does God have to listen to when it comes to prayers? How many other people, you know, I mean, I think about my ancestry lineage. Man, I have quite a few ancestors on both sides. There's a lot of them. I need to learn them. Because there's way more me's than there is them. There's way more people living, more situations, more on this side than there is on the other side. You know, and this is also what we call spiritual development. Learn how to listen. Learn how to quiet yourself. I promise you, there are certain fundamental things that we need to learn. Fundamental. There are certain basics that we need to learn about ourselves, about spirit, about God, that if we don't pay attention to, and I got quite a few people that I'm going to skip this very important step. If you're not listening to God, if you're not listening to yourself, if you're not making those prayers, what are you putting that time into? And be honest, what are you putting the time into? Are you putting time into negative things, you know, negative TV shows, dramas? Are you putting the time into arguing and fighting, either at work, at home, or whatever? You know, what are you putting your time into? Why are you not nurturing your spirit, which is going to build that intuition muscle, which is going to continue to help guide you and walk you through every step of your life? Why are we not building this muscle more? Why are you not trusting it? You know, I will work with people, and kind of difficult. I wouldn't say bad news. Nothing is bad news. The fact that we know is a blessing. But I'll have to tell people difficult, things that make my stomach say, good grief, okay? So I have to do that, right? And I always say, if I've ever given you bad news or selective news or whatever, what do I always say? Sleep on it. Pray about it. Let's talk in the morning, okay? I'm trying to give yourself, your spirit, your intuition, your guide, a chance to talk to you about this decision. And I'm a stickler for it, because I'm like, those that support you, your ancestors, your spirits, your saints, whoever you work with, they are going to guide you if you're accustomed to listening. So even when you get news that is less than favorable, if you have someone that's trying to pressure you, oh, make a decision now, make a decision now, I don't know what they're selling, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Get with someone who encourages you to trust you. Get with someone that encourages you to trust your guide, the ones that have been with you since before you even breathed air on this realm. Work with someone who respects your ancestry enough to know that your ancestors are the ones that are going to be helping you make that decision. That's the kind of spiritual guidance and discipline and development that we need, okay? And that's how you learn to trust yourself. Trusting in yourself now, first I need you to hear your intuition. Then I need you to trust it, right? Here's another step. Then I need you to act. I need you to act on it. I need you to act like you know that you have to handle that. I want you to act like this is your responsibility to move in such a fashion. I could have very easily, remember I was thinking about that car, zooming around that corner like they didn't have no kind of sense? I could have very easily said, look, I got the right of way because I did. And I could say, you move. But I'd probably be saying that from a hospital bed if I make it that far, you know? No, no, no. There's that third step. And this is a step that because it's quiet or because we don't want to do it, we don't even count it as a step. You know, a lot of times when you go up the steps, that last step will take you to is the level you want to be on. So you are now upstairs. But guess what? That was still a step. You had to take that last step to get to that next plateau, right? So that last step before you get to the plateau is called action. You have to do something. I know just this weekend I was asking somebody, I said, okay, what does that look like? And he said, huh? I said, what does it look like? I said, I'm on the outside. I don't know what it feels like, but I'm outside. What does it look like, though? What does it look like when you begin trust your intuition? What does it look like? What is the outside going to see? Well, the outside is going to see you moving confidently, boldly into the things that Spirit and God has asked you to do. That's what it's going to look like on the outside, okay? It's not going to be that, that nasty P word, got to say it. It's not going to be procrastination. It's not going to be procrastination. When you are trusting your intuition and your intuition has already told you to move, it's not going to be no hesitation. You're not going to hesitate because I can tell you hesitation may have a consequence to it. See, I don't want to hesitate because I don't want God to think that I don't trust him. Because I trust God with everything I have, every aspect of myself. There's not one place, not one part in my life where I have said to God, no, God, I don't need you there. I don't need you to do that for me. There's not one place. In all the places that most people would say, I don't. I rely heavily on God. Now, that doesn't mean I'm lazy and I don't try to do it myself. I do. But I know, just like a baby taking those steps, those monster steps with those little, you know, big hard shoes, and they're holding on to mom and dad's fingers, and they're trying to take some steps, and, you know, mom may let them go for a minute. You know, their sibling, big sister may be in the corner cheering for them. You know, go, all that stuff, right? You're still being supported by God. You just think you're doing something. Those little legs just to go, and you thinking you're doing something, you ain't doing nothing. This is why trusting in God is so very important. This is why trusting that intuition is so very important. And when you know that God has a calling over your life, and he does, when you know that God is making things move, when you understand that there are miracles afoot right now, you're going to move differently. You're not going to be hesitating with God. You are going to be running fully, trusting, knowing that God got you. Even when you fall, God got you. We need this, family. We need this. You got to know God is not going to ever set you up to fail. And so why you can't trust them? Why are you not trusting with your intuition? Why are you allowing your intuition to not be utilized? It's a muscle, family. Don't wait until you're sitting on the side of the road with four flat tires to start pulling on some of this intuition. And I use my intuition all the time with everyone ever. I remember, this is so crazy, I remember I had a feeling that my number one was in trouble, right? And when I say this thing hit me like in my gut, and I was like, where is my number one? And I remember calling her and being like, where you at? What you doing? And she said she was in a strawberry field. And it was the craziest story. And I remember at that point, I said, okay, got it. You have 15 minutes to get out of this strawberry field. And I made phone calls, and I did this, and I did that. And even though I was a little worried, I knew that God was going to see her through. And I knew that she just needed just a little extra push to get through this strawberry field. And when I said Spirit brought me to that place, I said, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, no. I felt everything. I was there. And I said, oh, God, mm-mm, nope, nope, nope. So when I say trust your intuition, get it. Because you don't know if God is using you for you or for somebody else. Look, I got a caller. Let's see if we can get out the strawberry patch. Hold on for a second. Greetings. Welcome to the call.
Alafia and greetings. How are you?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening, Sister Unique?
I am doing so well. You out here telling my business.
Look, let me tell you something. I'm telling you how Spirit said, where's your number one? I said, oh, thought I had left my purse on the bus. I was like, wait a minute.
Uh-uh. Family, all right, so you called me out of the blue.
Out of the blue.
I mean, out of the blue. Like somebody concerned my, and I was. I was stuck, bogged down, in Vance. And I took the wrong turn, wound up in a strawberry field, and it was getting dark. And I'm sitting in the car, and Brother Mike looking for me and everybody. And she was like, where are you? I was like, oh, I'm stuck in a strawberry field. She was like, what? She was like, oh, no, we're going to have to make some calls. You have 15 minutes. Now, she's telling me I got 15 minutes to get out of the store. I'm stuck. I got 15 minutes. I don't even know where I'm at. All I saw is moon, stars, and a big open field. And mind you, I thought I was in the woods somewhere. Turns out I was just behind some trees. But in about 15, 20 minutes, they found me.
They sure did.
She was like, oh, no. Mm-hmm. But into out of the blue, you just called me, and I was like, yeah. So
I'm in strawberry field. What?
I don't know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. It's dark. You know, I thought I was going to be abducted by aliens. Like, that's the only thing I was worried about. You know, but you know, that intuition is no joke, and especially when you're in tune with it, when you're in tune with the people that are around you, God will just come to you, and you could be walking through the supermarket and just, like, you know, tell this person such and such and such. And you got to look at them and be like, you really want me to do that? It's like, yeah, but you don't realize how words impact people's lives. You never know what a smile will do for them. You know, you never know, like you said, following that gut. I mean, it took me a while to really dig down and realize that gut, that something told me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love God so much. Because God was like, I told you my name. I gave you names for me, but you want to call me something? Okay.
Perfect.
Just as long as you get it. Something told me that. That's me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When the hair's sitting on the back of your head, or you get the butterflies in your stomach, or, you know, you just feel that feeling like something just don't fit. Yes. You know, and it says go. Oh, no, I usually go this way, but I'm going to go this way today. It turns out there was an accident. You know, intuition is, you know, on point. And when you really get in tune, you know, spirit, you know, your ancestors start coming to you and telling you what they want, what they don't want, deliver this message, this is what you need to do, this is what you don't need to do, you know, and especially around, especially around this time of year.
Yes, ma'am.
We're approaching that that veil when it's thin between our world and the next. Yeah. You might want to get your intuition right, especially these days, because we have so much outside influence.
Yes.
That we live in a world where people don't trust themselves.
Yeah.
Because we spend too much time looking outside of ourselves.
You are correct. You are so correct. So, yes. Thank you for sharing that strawberry pie and the timeline. That's
I had to let you know. Yeah, call me out of the blue. I was just like, it's scary sometimes because she'll call me. I'm like, what you want? Like, how you know?
Right.
Like, what you doing? Who talking to you?
And I was like, where are you at? You know, because Spirit was like, where's your number one? And I was like, nap? Did I lose her? What? Where are you at? I'm in a strawberry patch. You're in a strawberry field. Okay. Not acceptable.
All the way up to my knees. Mud up to my knees. I was stuck.
Unacceptable. That was so funny. Yeah. And we do that all the time, y'all. Okay. We do that all the time. Be like, smoke signals. Let me hurry up and get down here. Let me make this call. You know? We got some situations going on. So, absolutely. Thank you, Monique, for checking in with us and everything like that. Too funny. But no, Spirit will keep me in tune and in check. And I'm like, oh, okay. I want to tell all my people that don't want to believe in intuition, they don't want to listen. First, Spirit starts off nice and quiet and gentle and, you know, harps and gentle piano playing and stuff like that. It starts off nice and gentle. And then, but you don't listen or you want to get to it. You know, I love it. I'll get to it tomorrow. And we know tomorrow never comes, right? And I'll do it later, and I'll do it later, and I'm waiting for the kids to get older, and I'm waiting for the husband to get stable, and I'm waiting for, you know, the parents to be healthy, and I'm waiting for, so Spirit starts off nice and quiet, nice and gentle. Then you don't listen, so it gets a little louder, and it may send a message to, you know, like they have conviction when you go to church and pass up there talk about you. And you're like, no, I'm not really talking about you, but if the shoe fits, baby, yeah. So, and then Spirit will get louder and louder until Spirit is yelling at you, until Spirit is making things happen. And you're like, man, Spirit, I wasn't ready for that, and I wasn't wanting that. And they're like, Spirit's like, you take it too long. I told you. You heard me 6 months ago when I told you, you have to work on this situation. This is not acceptable. I told you, you have to do this and do that. You don't want to listen, so now you're going to feel it because you're being hard-headed. So I want to tell people the benefits and the blessings of listening. But I also want to be real honest with you and tell you there's a cost for not listening as well. And sometimes that cost can be just as pricey. You know, that cost for not listening, you know, can lead to inconvenience. It can lead to a lot of other consequences. And the biggest consequence to me, but I think the biggest consequence is Spirit will just stop talking to you. You know what I'm saying? To me, that would be, oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine. You know, I've lived my life listening so much that if Spirit were to ever stop talking to me, I'd be like, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong? But think about it. If you're talking to somebody all the time, and they don't listen, and they're always trying to disagree and argue, How often are you going to be talking to them? For real. How often are you going to be trying to make your way to see them? How often are you going to be really opening, you know, I welcome you with open doors. Really now? Really? So, you know, when it comes to that intuition, please remember, you know, it really is a benefit and a blessing for us to be able to work with spirit like that. And spirit doesn't have to do it. Whenever we are getting divine messages from God, even when I'm doing those hard readings, those readings that people are like, never mind, I don't even want to know anymore. Don't even tell me anything. Whenever we're getting these divine messages, I'm going to encourage you. I always say, hey, let's be thankful for the message. Let's be thankful that spirit took the time to make sure we were good and to grace us with the information. You know, every time I get information, even information I want, there is actual, you know, everyone thinks that, you know, it'd be so cool to be able to hear it. It has some consequences now. It has some consequences. It has some things where you're like, eesh, I didn't know about that. Ugh, I didn't know. And everybody wants the knowledge and the protection. You know, you heard this unique. How cool would it be to have a psychic on dial? It'd be cool all the way up and until you do not want her insight. It's cool all the way up until you're tired of her asking you, hey, when we doing this? When we're doing that? It would be so super duper cool, you know, when you're trying to play the number and stuff like that, and all she want to tell you is, how are you taking care of your ancestor tribe lately? You know, so it's all fun and games. It's all fun and games until you realize the work that comes along with it, you know. But really, when it comes to trusting your intuition, it's so very important that you realize what a blessing and benefit it is to have spirit working with us as opposed to not, as opposed to spirit saying, okay, you don't want to listen for the 50 millionth time, then I just won't say anything. And I've seen that too. I've seen people with the gift of hearing not be able to hear anything else. I've seen people with the gift of sight, you know, lose the sight. And it's never, never good. You know, I can't even imagine. Hey, I got a caller that would like to speak. I love hearing my callers. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, motherfucker.
Hey, sister. Hey, how you doing?
Well. You know, you got me all hyped up. All the way hyped up because we speak in my language. You know what I mean?
Amen.
We speaking. We're talking about the faith language. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you start talking about listening, oh, that means you tapped in. You all the way tapped in when your intuition is saying, hey, don't go that way. And you listen. I'm telling
you.
I just wonder. Whew. And then the phone calls, then when you're not expecting, I'm just going to go this. I'm going to go do this. And you minding your own business. And you get a Sister Unique is perfect for it. I'm minding my own business, not bothering nobody. Hey, you good? Oh, good Lord. These people, you know. One more thing before I get to my real point. When the psychic calls you, and you're like, oh, great psychic. And they say, you know, God has something for you to do, and I need you to do it because they keep talking to me now. Listen,
right.
I'm telling you, it is not fun, you know. But I say to you all, your prayer life, it really matters.
Amen.
It matters so much. That connection.
Yeah.
And being tuned in and tapped in, it becomes like what's the word that I'm trying to use
for it?
It's like a second nature. It's like
Amen.
Second nature
yes.
to automatically okay, I'm not going to do it like this. I have to do it like that. I'm not gonna not say what was told to me to say. I'm going to say it exactly the way it came to me. I'm not going to turn around and avoid a stranger in the supermarket because they have to hear whatever it is I'm told to say. Listen, it's a blessing. It's a you get blessed in this. These blessings are not necessarily monetary. They're not necessarily something that you're going to, but when you see that someone has gotten something from you, that spirit told you to give, and their life is changed for it, you done got me all excited. I was already hot. I was already heavy. And now I'm like, Lord, so when am I ever going to sit down and eat a meal? Because I've been going on 100 all day. So don't be playing. Y'all need to get to praying and actually doing your work. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And follow through.
Amen.
Follow through. Hear it. You hear it, do it. Don't hesitate. God don't play. God loves you more than you even can imagine. Could you imagine being loved? Yeah. You love your children. You love your spouse. You love whoever. You love whatever it is. You love all your heart. And then it turned its back and just ignored you?
Yeah.
Are you seriously turning your back on God?
Amen.
The travesty.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Well, that's all I had to say because, you know, I'll get excited and get to talking. But I love you. It's an awesome show. And y'all better stop praying. Tap in. Listen up. Do the work. Love y'all. Peace.
Love you. Now, she's going to be up all night. I don't know what she started, but she's going to be up all night long. We love you, though. We love you. And look, we got to keep going. I got one more that I got to get in. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Faith is crazy. Faith, if you're up, this is Nicole. You can call me because on Wednesdays, I don't go to bed till 2 a.m. now. So, goodness. I was definitely supposed to listen this evening for more confirmations and understanding and praise. The intuition thing is very, is so on point, and as you said, this veil is about to thin. It's gone, I believe, in my life, because I am having waking life and dream life and vice versa. I'm having armies of white rabbits and people in my driveway. I'm having it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Then I'm at a church, and I am just vibrating so high with everybody. It's amazing. And then I wake up today, and I'm having a million things to do because I'm traveling, and I'm planning for people for an event. And I'm still needing to take care of some stuff and also to get down to Augusta, which I was stressing about. Why?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm Nicole. So,
right.
And then intuition said, you have a credit. And I said, I have a credit. Okay. Listen, let me tell you, I'm upset. I'm overwhelmed. I am like feeling nasty because I'm looking at these airline flights everywhere and it's ridiculous. And I'm like, this don't make any sense, God. This don't make any sense. We're going to make a way. Lo and behold, I listened. Like, I was like, credit. I don't even know what you're talking about. Then I remembered that I had a credit off the back of somebody else from work.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah, right? $600. Mind
wow.
you, I was like, okay, this long as this is going to work, we're going to figure it out and we're going to pull through it. Just intuition after intuition, just like, oh, that's in place. Stop worrying, relax. When you get caught up in your cycles, your old cycles, and they kind of sometimes sneak back in, and then you catch yourself to be like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And as a person that hasn't had the best relationship with money all the time, I have the ebbs and flows with it. this past week has been a testament that, yeah, don't worry about it. Long as you do what you got to do and you pray about it, leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Amen.
And watch how it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm
so, yes.
That
yeah,
what I'm
I was
about.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Yeah. And I'm sitting up here listening. My heart's beating all fast. I'm like, why are you beating? What's going on? Obviously, I'm supposed to call in now. I feel better. Okay, I can probably go lay down now.
Yeah, okay. Sometime tonight.
Sometime. I'll go to sleep, and then I'll wake up at about midnight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like that every single Wednesday. I have the energy through the roof,
yes.
And I will not go to sleep until after midnight.
Wow. Yeah, so, you know, don't worry. That will be your journaling time because we're moving
into
devotions time. Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us, you know. And okay, so Sister Nicole's point, let me tell you, I have people that say, oh, Mama Seven, I'm not going to be able to make retreat. I'm not going to be able to come down to Tampa. I'm not going to make it, you know, financial reasons. And I'm like, you know, pray about it. You know, let your ancestors know your intentions and then, you know, let it go. You know, it will happen if it's supposed to happen. And it always happens. It always happens. And that's because you trust that intuition. Intuition will be like, call right now. Check the airline tickets right now. Let, you know, and oh, having a fire sale for the next hour. And I'm like, really? Thank you, Spirit. See how you line that up for me? Thank you. So all of that is a blessing for each person. All you have to do is listen. All you have to do is be receptive. You know, God gives us the blueprint for our life. We already know what we're supposed to be doing. All we have to do is be open to it. All we have to do is trust in God. Now, let me tell you about God. You know, and I know we're approaching our prayer moment. But let me tell you about God. God is so powerful. He's so strong. He's so loving. He's so that all we have to do is listen. God wants us to be good. He wants us to be blessed. All we got to do is listen. And we're ready for that. I'm going to tell you, for those that live this spiritual life, they can tell you, I know that I was really doing something. And I was moving in God's grace. I was moving in God's favor because I saw my life change for the better. When you get to that point, God is using you. Allow him to use you to set up the example for others. And, you know, it's not about bragging. It's about really showing how God be looking out for his people. Okay? So trust your intuition. Those are your little moments when people are like, hey, something said. And follow them, family. Man, I call people. I'm like, ooh, I'm so sorry to call this early in the morning. And they're like, nope, I'm up here struggling with a decision. I'm not quite sure what to do. Could have used an extra head to put it together, and God sent you. And I'm like, amen. Yeah, let's work this thing out. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you get in those situations and you're like, Lord, I don't know what to do, listen. He's going to tell you. He's going to give you that guidance. All you have to do is listen. It's not always easy either, family. I got to say that. I'm sorry. It's not always easy, but it's always worth it, and it's always on time. Like they say, God's always on time. Ask the old lady if God's always on time. She'll tell you. With a little bit of time she got left, God's always on time. Listen. Trust. Do. God says do it. I really can't put into words. You'd have to have a whole show on the amazing things that God has done and I have been able to witness, okay? There are so many Mama Seven stories floating around. It's ridiculous. We need to know. God ain't finished with the miracle business. There are miracles happening every day. You just have to listen. Every time God takes a moment, just a moment to share with me, is a miracle in my eyes. Every time God takes a moment to save one child, to hold off, like I tell people, I don't do bail money. The approach is preventive maintenance. It ain't about bail. I'm not going to come get you. But I will pray you through the situation so we don't have to deal with that. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Trust your intuition. All right, so as I know, as I told you, I believe in prayer. I believe in prayer. I believe in speaking to God. I believe in asking God for his protection, for his love, for his guidance. I believe in that. I know that when we are sitting here together and two or more are gathered, we are working on some things. I know that the Most High God sits high, and I get to look high upon the blessings and the evidence that he has left for us to live a good life by. So moving into the prayer, Father, Mother, God, we come before you humbly, thanking you for all the blessings of today. God, we have been challenged as a collective and individually all this week, pleased with the solutions that came about due to the challenges. God, I pray that each of us were able to maintain good character as we were going through trials and tribulations of this world, of our head, of our body, of our mind. God, I pray that your teachings don't fall flat as we are working with ourselves, working with our neighbors, our children, our families, working in our communities. I pray that your protection surrounds us, keeps us whole, keeps us blessed, keeps us looking at you, God, keeps us focused on you, God. When the lights are off, when the doors are closed, may you still be pleased with us, God. May we be continuously working on our character. May we be those that can be trusted with your work, are those that can be trusted with your good reputation, God, those that can be trusted to share your word with others. God, please continue to order our steps that we may live a righteous life, that we may be positive examples for those that struggle. May we be in a position to be of guidance, assistance, administrative help. May we be those that help to govern over those that are in need of guidance, God. God, there are so many that are seeking you. May they find their way through a wonderful approach or otherwise. May they find their way to you. May they find their way through their challenge. There's a lot of hurt out there, God. I know that knowing you, trusting you, and they having a relationship with you is going to put them on the right path. I thank you for all that you do. And may we continue to grow, continue to build, continue to be safe and protected under your gaze. May the children continue to grow and be healthy, be strong, be knowledgeable of you, God. May our children follow in our footsteps and be good stewards of your name, be good stewards of the blessings that they have been receiving since birth. God, I ask that you watch over those that are in the hospital, are sickly, are not taking care of themselves. May all the temples with their cracks and crones be mended, God, under your care. May we continue to be blessed physically, mentally, emotionally. May our finances be eased. May our worries be eased. May our domiciles be protected from all that we need. May every heart be full with the knowledge of you, allowing them to live the life that they need. Amen.